الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I am in the company of our respected and honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, how we can attain the mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, how can we make maximum and gain maximum benefit is what we are going to be discussing and talking about Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now the kalam which we have is a special kalam. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam, and when we do return Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to cover and highlight those beautiful ahadith of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which speaks about Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, Allah azza wa jalla's forgiveness to his bondsmen, to his khas bandas, and how can one connect and attain and gain the proximity of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no guarantee of this, dear viewers, but we can make our moments and our days successful and much more fruitful by listening to this program, inshallah, azza wa jal. We will analyze and we will extract some lessons and some ideas in order to make our days much more fruitful, inshallah. Stay locked and tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 Allah. والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 نطق الحجر سعتي الشجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته
جبريل أتى أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته.
الله 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 الله.
فمحمدنا هو سيدنا فمحمدنا هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته.
الله 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 الله
فضلا وعلا. فقر الرسل فضلا وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته.
الله 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 الله.
أزكى الناس بي على الحساب. أزكى الناس بي أعلى الحساب. كل العرب في خدمته.
الله 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 الله
الشرف. والله عفا نال الشرف. والله عفا عما سلف من أمته.
الله 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 الله
الله الله الله الله
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, MashaAllah, Zawajalla. Masab, this is the first question. Kya har koi ye believe kare ki, yes, the mercy is for me, the mercy is for me. There are some criterias and some situations when a person can analyze that this rahmat from Allah Azzawajalla is for me. For example, Masab, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, just now, yani Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith. And he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, just now, few moments ago, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had visited me, my Khalil, and he said to me, in the peak of the mountain, there is a pious person of Allah. pious bondsman who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla for 500 years more. And Allah Azza wa Jalla would bring out and bring for him sweet water which will flow in a canal that would leach, which will reach to the mountain where this person was making Allah's ibadat. In a nutshell, Mu'asab, it is stated that this person would descend from the mountain and pomegranates would just grow from there. And there was no one to plant them, Mu'asab. All of this was through the divine mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Behral, 500 saal tak is bande ne is tarah Allah ki ibadat ki. Intiqal ke baad. Jibreel alayhi salam says on the day of Qiyamah, this person will be made to stand in the court of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will then look at him and say to the angels that due to my divine mercy and blessings, admit him into Jannah. Phir woh shakhs Allah ki bargah mein arz karega, woh kahega, Mohla, due to the worship that I have done for 500 years, admit me into Jannah. Allah will say, no. Due to my mercy, admit him into Jannah. Again, that banda will say, Mohla, due to my 500 years worth of worship, admit me into Jannah. And Allah will say, okay, fine. Then compare his worship to my blessings. And then all the blessings which Allah had bestowed upon him will be brought one side, and all his ibadat that he performed will be brought on the other side. Masa, when the comparison will be made, it will be said that Allah's rahmat and blessings and mercies will overcome the one eye, the blessing of one eye will overcome the blessings of the entire life that he has received from Allah. Yani ek aankh ki jo barkatein hain, rahmatein hain, it will overcome his 500 years worth of worship. Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, so this is the outcome, so take him to Jahannam, not to Jannat anymore. That person will say, Mola, nahi Mola, not Jahannam, Ya Allah, Jannat. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then stop the angel and say, call him back here. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will then say to him, oh my Banda, all that you received, you tell me, the pomegranates that grew for you in the middle of that place where there was no one to plant it for you. Who caused it to grow? Who caused it for it to grow and become sweet so that you could eat it? And that sweet water which used to flow because the ocean water where the mountain was situated was bitter. Who used to bring that drinkable water for you? It was your Rabb Azza wa Jal. It was Allah Azza wa Jal, your creator. And you say you want to enter into Jannah based on your ibadat? No. Wasab, look at it. Despite our sins, despite our guna, despite the wrongs that we have done, such as fornication, alcohol, gambling, all the wrongs such as breaking family ties, all those grave sins, Mu'asab, despite that, Allah Azza wa Jalla is so ghafoor al-raheem, he is such kareem that he does not stop the rosy that he still gives us, Mu'asab. Despite the fact that this morning we have disobeyed him, in the afternoon we have disobeyed him, we might disobey him just before iftar, but yet Allah Azza wa Jalla still sends rosy for us. Look at his karam. Look at his rahmat. Look at his mercy. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that despite our sinning, he Azza wa Jalla still allowed us to have eyes to see, Mu'asab. Still gave us two hands to hold with. Still gave us two legs to walk with. Still gave us tongue to talk. We keep on disobeying him, yet he Azza wa Jalla has caused all of this for us, Mu'asab. So this is the blessing, and we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We make this munajat in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins. Because Mu'asab, the truth of the matter is ki we, I'm talking about myself, but I can say this with surety that there's no one out there, even including the viewers of Madini channel, who can tolerate the azab of Allah. No one out there can tolerate even the slightest punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Balki humko to Allah ki bargah mein dua mangni chahiye, munajat and plea karni chahiye ki Allah Azza wa Jalla may protect us. Gunahgar talabgar afu wa rahmat hai, gunahgar talabgar afu wa rahmat hai, azab se nikah kis mein hai hosla ya rab, azab se nikah kis mein hai hosla ya rab. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'asab, there are many madani pearls that we learn and we can extract from this, but one of the main points that we learn, we, and for those who are great worshippers out there, should never have pride upon our worship, Mu'asab. Allah's rahmat can be invited in this way when a person humbles himself. Baat na kare us ibadat ka. He knows what you do. He knows exactly what we do. And not one, but several places, Mu'asab, in the Holy Quran and Park, we have learned that Allah knows what we do. He knows exactly what we do. So we can't hide from that Creator who knows everything. How can Mu'asab, inshallah, Zawajalla, make us understand with regards to the 10 days of mercy, Mu'asab?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is all-encompassing, and there are special divine mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved for the believing ummah, subhanallah. Just as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions in the tafsir of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that Ar-Rahman, they have very close meanings, these two divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they differ in terms of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being all-encompassing, and then Ar-Rahim, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, subhanallah, for the ummah, for the believers, subhanallah. So the Ar-Rahman, this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it covers every living, non-living being, even the creation that disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day and night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even gives and blesses him with sustenance.
Allahu
Akbar. Those banda who goes against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worships somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who falsifies the divine existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even those mulhis, those atheists, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives them rizq and bestows mercy upon them.
Allahu
so that he is Ar-Rahman.
Allahu
he
Akbar.
Is Ar-Rahman, subhanAllah. This is the extent of his Ar-Rahman mercy. This is special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. He has, alhamdulillah, granted us this beautiful Quran through his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is again the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we would be left in darkness had it not been for the Holy Quran, subhanAllah. So these two gifts that we have received, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has received for us and preserved for us, and alhamdulillah, we continue with this as his ummah, is first the mercy of the month of Ramadan, and secondly, the mercy of the revelation of the Holy Quran.
Kya baat hai, subhanAllah. Dear viewers, you just heard now, mashallah. Quran, form of mercy. Fasting, also Allah's mercy. This is for us, that if we fasted, we will attain taqwa and piety, Mu'asab. Otherwise, it's very hard to live on this planet and to gain taqwa, because there's a lot of sins around us, a lot of reasons to commit sins, a lot of tempting things out there, and there's no control over the nafs, Mu'asab. Subhanallah, Rahman, Rahim, Kareem, Allahu Akbar. Mu'asab, it is stated that a famous companion, Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, one day the maid of Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Sayyidi, aap insaan hai ki jinnat hai? So, Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the reason for that. She says, because for 40 days I've been poisoning you, but nothing is happening to you. I'm like shocked, giving you such heavy dosages and poison, but nothing happens to you. Allahu Akbar. So he heard this and he's like, okay. And I am a human, by the way. So she's like, okay, but I want to know, what do you do? Or what do you eat or drink that nothing was working on you? And he says, there's nothing special, but the fact that I make Allah's zikr, and I'm hopeful that through the barakat and blessings of zikr, nothing can harm. But I make Allah zikr in this way with Ismi Azam.
Subhanallah.
And then he says, he recites this dua, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. The translation of which is, Allah's name to begin with, by the blessings of whose name nothing on this earth and nothing in the skies can harm. He is all loving, all hearing. And Mu'asab, he says that I only read this dua. Now, Ismi Azam, yani the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are different views on this matter as well. And then he asked her, then may I also ask you, why did you even poison me? And she says, because of some old enmity. And same time he said, I free you for the pleasure of Allah. Yani, I don't even take revenge from you for poisoning me for 40 days. Allah ki rizaa ke liye maaf bhi kar diya. You can leave from here. And I have told you the answer, that I'm a human. And the reason why that poison did not work on me is due to the names, due to the power and the mercy of Allah's names. Allahu Akbar. We are deprived of this, Mu'asab. We do not take the 99 of Allah. Balke hum ye chahte hain ki hamari duaen qubool hon. Hum ye dua bhi karte hain ki please aap Madine ja rahe hain, hamare liye dua karna. Ji, Mu'asab.
Why aren't we repenting, Huzur, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because He forgives us. And despite knowing, like, see, our nature as human beings is that if somebody wrongs us and we are aware of that person's intention, how evil his intention was, you know, we can never find in us to forgive that person.
Allahu Akbar.
But the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although he created everything for us, made everything subservient to us, made everything for our benefit. He created trees, oxygen, for whose benefit? For our benefit. He created all the, alhamdulillah, every other creation for our benefit.
Allahu
Chant, surah for our benefit.
For our benefit, right.
Right. And then he commands us through his prophets to bring iman in him.
Subhanallah.
But then there are those who don't bring iman upon him. But then there are those, alhamdulillah, like us, who brought iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet we are drowning ourselves in the sins by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is watching all of this. But still, he is, alhamdulillah, he is telling us to come to his court.
Allah
and to repent to him. Subhanallah. The best sinner, not the best person who worships, the best sinner in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that sinner who repents. So although we sin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would love us if we go and plead in his court and repent to him, subhanAllah. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, Mawsab, we are really fortunate, Mawsab, to listen to these points, motivation. And I'm so motivated right now, mashallah, Mawsab. And this is what we need at all times. We need to be consistently being reminded that we need to repent. And Mawsab, tabhi to banda repent karta, warna dil sakht hota hi ja raha. Heart is becoming harder and harder. Lekin ye jo ayat hai, ye jo ahadith hai, all these ayat and verses play a vital role in our lives. I mean, look at the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم سيو يعني أو beloved. O my slaves, those who have committed excess against their own souls, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, only He is often forgiving, the most merciful. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why do we lose hope? We actually commit this sin. And many people out there, Mawasab, for years don't make tawbah. Wo ye sochte hain ki jab baal sufed ho jayenge, tab tawbah karenge. कुछ लोग ये सोचते हैं कि अभी हम जवान हैं, आई एम यंग, व्हेन आई गेट लिटिल ओल्डर आफ्टर हिट द 50 मार्क देन आई विल मेक तौबा. सम पीपल एट द एज ऑफ 50 एंड 70 फील स्ट्रॉन्गर, दे फील लाइक एट द एज ऑफ 80 व्हेन आई नॉक दैट नंबर, व्हेन आई सेलिब्रेट दैट बर्थडे, देन आई विल गो एंड मेक तौबा.
बट मोस्ट ऑफ द सेम पीपल दे विल टेक लाइफ इंश्योरेंस व्हाइल दे आर यंग.
अल्लाह हू अकबर. अल्लाह, दिस इज अ ट्रिकी पार्ट मोसब. दिस इज द पार्ट वेयर द नफ्स एंड शैतान, they both, of course, confuse the person. So he's lingering around some hopes on the people, hope on the bank cards and bank balance. And the trust is basically on the thing that he has as materialistic, you know, gains. And what you can't see, there's no guarantee about it. So the person repents only when he realizes that, you know what, I am at a loss.
Allah.
Until he feels he's always in gain. What makes you feel like you're in gain is the bank balance. What makes you feel you're always in a gain is the lifestyle muscle. It never makes a person realize that he's at a loss, because to us, loss is only when you have no paisa. Whereas the awliya Allahs and the salihin, the buzugani deen, showed us the different losses of people.
Allah.
What is the actual loss? How many of our namazes became qaza? How many of our rozas became qaza? Yani, we had to miss our rozas because of health issues, because of our so-called issues, that we call it temper issue. I can't stay hungry. So this makes you think and makes you analyze that, okay, this is a serious matter. We are maybe perhaps moving further away from the rahmat and from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ji Mu'asab. So this is actually the divine mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Otherwise, the mercy of Allah has no limit, Mu'asab. There is no bound to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Itne bade bade gunegar jo sari zindagi guna kiye hain. Whole life they wronged Allah Azza wa Jalla. They violated the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani, زندگی بھر گناہ کرتے رہے لیکن ان کے ایک ادا کو ان کی ایک ادا ایسی پسند آئی مولانا صاحب کو. اللہ عز و جل مے ہیو لائٹ دیئر ون ایکشن وچ کاز دا رحمت آف اللہ ٹو فورگیو آل دیئر سنز. نیور اسیوم دیٹ دس از اے سمال ڈیڈ, اس کو کرنے سے کہاں جنت میں جائیں گے. نہیں, ہمیں نہیں پتا ہے کہ شاید اسی وجہ سے ہم جنت میں چلے جائیں. اور یہ کبھی مت سوچنا ہے کہ یہ گناہ چھوٹا گناہ ہے, چھوٹی سی چیزیں کر لیں گے کس کو کیا پتا چلے گا. وی ڈونٹ نو دیٹ ویری اسمال سن وچ یو تھنک اٹس یو نو اٹس اے مائنر سن, ہو از دیئر ٹو سی اینڈ واچ اینڈ ہو از گونا ڈو واٹ.
Sections and departments of iman, alhamdulillah, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there are 70 shobas of iman, and one is the least of them is to remove any obstacles from the path. Subhanallah. So that is the least of it. So like that, the fact that it is one of those 70 that shouldn't be neglected, even though however minor it may be. So like this, there are things that are part of iman that can strengthen our iman, alhamdulillah. And to invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a very beautiful Persian saying and a Farsi couplet where it said that rahmat-e khudawandi bahana me joyad, meaning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for an excuse to forgive the banda, subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is there waiting for us to take that one step, and then it has a way of forgiving, subhanallah. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if it is right there, and we are so close to it, but we're not taking that one step. So this is the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is another narration mentioned in Kimya Sa'adat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned that there was a buzurg, there was a wali of Allah, pious predecessor, who was on his way to Hajj. And he saw an injured dog. The dog was injured, and now whatever zadira and the money that the person had for the expenses to go for Hajj, now he's seeing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffering in this manner. So he looks after the dog, he takes the dog for treatment, he spends all that money on the dog's treatment. The dog gets better, alhamdulillah, but now it's too late. And he lost all his resources to go for Hajj. Finally, people are coming back from Hajj. So it was known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted people's Hajj because of his Hajj, although he never go for Hajj.
Kya baat hai mohsab. So this shows us that for the sake of others, Allah azza wa jalla accepts our ibadat as well. So don't have too much of pride upon our actions, our worship that we do and we perform, because we have no guarantee whether Allah has accepted it or not, mohsab. Balki sincerity ke sath har wo amal kare aur phir hopeful rahe ki Allah apni rahmat ke sadqe mein hame bakhsh dega. For the sake of his mercy, he'll forgive our sins inshallah. Azza wa jalla, may Allah azza wa jalla forgive our sins, and may Allah grant us the tawfiq to also assist others as they need help from us. Mohsab, we say shukran to you as well for joining us in this program, Mohsab. We have come to the end of today's episode. I'm requesting, as well as Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahab, to kindly share this with your friends and family members, inshallah. Share the Madani Pearls, diarize and learn whatever you have learned from this, inshallah. Try to implement them in your life. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Life in Islam, life in Islam, life in Islam, life in Islam.